A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Samach, Erevin 60A, pagination page 119, at the bottom of the page, five lines up, at the Mishnah, middle of the line. Mishaya b'mizrach, a person who was to the east, eastern direction, v'omal levno, and he says to his son, Arev li b'mayrav, make a Erev techumin for me towards the west. Put the food stuff towards the west. That's the direction I want to be able to go on Shabbos. B'mayrav, or he's in the west. Arev li b'mizrach, and he tells his son, get me towards the east. So the rule is, Im yesh heimenu uleveso alpayim ama, if he has towards his house, from where he's standing when Shabbos begins, 2,000 amma, ula eruva yosa mikan, but the eruv that the sun set up is more than 2,000 amma from where he is now, a mistake was made, he can't get to the eruv. That means that the eruv cannot possibly be his correct makom shavisa, place of residence. So then, by default, muta leveso, he locks in without using that Eruv, va'osur la'eruvo, he's forbidden to go to the Eruv. And he gets his own 2,000 amma. La'eruvo apayim amma leveso yesemikan. What about the reverse? The Eruv was placed in the right spot, but his house, which has all his food, is more than 2,000 amma from where he's standing at when Shabbos begins. So then, osur leveso umotur la'eruvo. He's forbidden to go to his house because it's out of the 2,000 amma range from where he is now. And he's permitted to the Eruv, and the Eruv takes effect. And that becomes his makom shvisa because it's within 2,000. This is a bit of a chiddush, just to keep track of what's going on here. Because we did have a discussion, does he lose his Eruv because he wants to lose... Does he lose his current location because he wants to lose his current location and not gain the other place because it's out of range or because he didn't specify correctly? So what we're being told is he'll still get his house. He'll still get his Eruv even if he was attempting to do something else. He does have a location. Now, continuing in the Mishnah, Hanosin es Eruva bi'ibura shal ir, a person who places his Eruv in the outskirts of the city. Lo osa v'lo klum. It doesn't accomplish anything. Why not? Because he was anyway entitled to count his 2,000 amma after the outskirts of the city were finished. That first 70 amma weren't being held against him anyway as distance. So by putting his Eruv in that location, he didn't gain anything at all. If he places his Eruv outside of the Tchum, even one Amma, and Tchum here means outside of the outskirts of the city, it's contrast to what we just said. So he places it at 70-something Amma outside the city. Mashaniskar hu mafsid. What he gains in one direction, he loses in the other direction. Because until now, he was considered a resident of the city and he could go 2,000 amma east, west, north, or south. Now he placed his Eruv in one direction, just outside Ibura Shal'ir, so his 2,000 amma is weighted in that direction, by one amma, by four amma, whatever it is that he moved in that direction, that's what he loses to its opposite direction. Now, there's a fascinating sophistication over here, which is that in some cases, he literally does not lose more than the one amma that he moved in that direction. Let's be specific. He moved one amma to the east. Now, one would think that he loses a lot more than one amma to the east. because when he was a resident of the city, the entire city and its outskirts were all considered his location, and he counted 2,000 amma from the city. Mm-hmm. But now that he's a resident of one amma outside the city, so he should have to count 2,000 amma in the direction of the city. His 2,000 amma should be clocking. And he's going to lose 1,000 amma by walking through the city. And what we're being told here is that there are cases where he literally does not lose anything except for the one amma that he moved towards the direction that he moved. And that case, as the Gemara explains, we'll do this in a second, is if the city is included in his 2,000 amma, meaning the city is less than 2,000 amma in that direction, then he has the right to simply include the entire city in his tchum as dalet amos, and then he starts counting outside the city the remaining part of his tchum. But again, there's a big chiddush here, because one would think that once he negates the city as his location, so if it's not your location, so then count 2,000 amma every step you take in the city. Whereas until now you would have been in the city, we would have accepted the entire thing as one big city, no counting of 2,000. But that's what we're going to see, that there is literally a case where he loses nothing more than the one amma that he moved outside the outskirts of the city. Let's see this statement in the Gemara. It is about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. The last word on the line is haya. Yep. Haya modeid uba, if a person is counting and coming, meaning he put his eruv outside the city and he's moving along, he's counting the paces, he's trying to keep track, 2,000 amma is all he's entitled to, v'kolsa midasa b'chatzi yair, and his measure ends in the middle of the city, ein lo elo chatzi ha'ir. He's only entitled to the measure of 2,000 amma, which is halfway into the city. And that's it. He has to stop. He doesn't get anything more. However, kolsa midasa b'sof ha'ir, if his measure ends at the end of the city, meaning within his 2,000 amma, he's able to absorb the entire distance of the city, then he gets a double win. Not only can he walk to the end of the city, because that's how 2,000 works for him, but in addition, nasis lo ha'ir kula kedalat amos, the entire city gets absorbed into his tchum as if it's only 4 amos. It just gets absorbed as a location, one big location. Umashlimin loes hasha'ar. And he could actually walk out of the city the same number of paces that he had to his credit as he was entering the city. So if he had 1,500 paces, 1,500 amos left to his credit as he entered the city, and the city is less than 1,500 amma to get across the city, so then not only can he get across the city, but the entire city is simply absorbed as a location, and the same number of paces that he came into the city, he can use those paces moving further on the other end of the city. This is so phenomenal. You'll see the wording over here, Amar Avidi. Ravidi says, "Ein eilu ela divrei nevius." This is an act of prophecy. It's a mind-boggling concept. But again, that's the rule, that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Ches Sif Aleph, that if a person entering the city is going to use up his amos within the city, so then he stops in the middle of the city, wherever it ends. If he can be absorbed into the amos that he still has to his credit, then not only can he get to the other end of the city, but those number of amos are actually still credited to him, and he can continue with those number at the other end of the city. The result of this, we can see on the next staff, is that if you have a big city and a small city adjoining each other, they're going to have totally different rules. Because the small city, Tchum, they're going to count 2,000 paces, and they're not going to be able to finish going through the big city, and therefore they're going to get stuck in middle of the city as the furthest point. That becomes their boundary. But the big city, going to the little city, if their 2,000 amma are able to absorb the little city within their 2,000, they're not only going to be able to go the entire little city, but they're going to have, to their credit, the same number of amma that they had as they entered the little city, because the entire little city gets absorbed into their tchum, and they're able to keep walking the additional paces at the other end of the city. So the tchum of the big city person is the big city, because that's where his residence is. Plus, he's able to get to the small city, and he's even able to continue a little bit further. And the small city person gets the entire small city, but it's a small city, because that's his place of residence, and he's only going to be entitled 2,000 amma. Wherever it ends, it ends. Yashikoach, have a great day.